Have been getting involved in this issue over the weekend as well, both in terms of protests and intervening in individual cases trying to get passengers released from airports. With me on the line now from Washington, D.C. is Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva, a Democrat representing the 3rd District. And Congressman, good morning. Now that your colleagues are starting to filter back into town, what does the mood seem to be like after what was an eventful weekend?
Well, after a week, and thank you, Mark, for the invitation. I appreciate it. I think the mood is one of that there's, you know, fundamentally this administration appears to be unhinged. And I say that because it was a week of executive orders, pronouncements, Twitter comments, culminating with the 20% tariff on Mexico, which actually is on the American taxpayers. And I'm going to build a wall. I don't know. I don't have the money, but we're going to figure out how to do that. And then the last two things is, the people want to call it something else, but the religious ban on people coming to this country, either in refugee status or even returning after a permitted trip because they happen to have green cards and they're legal permanent residents, but yet they were turned away. And the confusion and anxiety and fear that is caused not only to here domestic in the United States, but across the world. All these things being done in reaction to, I've got to look like I'm doing something, the president feels. In doing so, they're not checked through. They're not checked through with incoming secretaries in those areas. And now the consequence is that after a week, people coming back wondering, you know, what's in store this next week and what other disconnected ideas are going to come from this administration, in which Congress plays a huge role, and this is a great deal of pressure for the Republican leadership, both in the Senate and the House, how they're going to back up some of these public commitments that the president is making, despite the level of opposition that's going on across this country, and beginning to go into an area which I think is very dangerous.
When it comes to the travel ban and what some members of Congress and others are calling a religious task, what do you anticipate your colleagues in Congress will try to do about that?
My colleague, Mr. Nadler from New York, made a great comment. What can we do? What can Congress do? We can pass a resolution that says follow the law. But, you know, beyond that, I think this is going to get settled in the courts. This is going to be a series of litigations with a precedent being said at some point about the legality and constitutionality of the president's action.
How do you think the country should try to balance national security with civil liberties and the constitutional rights of people potentially coming here?
To play to our strength, Mark. Play to our strength. And our strength is the rule of law. That's how we create a balance. With the NSA, the eavesdropping, you know, that President Obama wasn't exactly clear as to how he was going to do that internal security. But it's been my opinion and the opinion of many that if you follow the rule of law, that if your intelligence agencies focus on the task at hand, which is to deal with the radicalization that happens over the Internet, deal with rebuilding relations with all communities, in this instance, Muslim communities, I think that following the rule of law, insisting on the Constitution, it doesn't embolden your opposition. What it does is that it creates a comfort zone that everybody is going to be able to be protected by our laws, and more importantly, that those people being protected from another community, say a different religion, a different ethnic group, feel the same comfort that every other citizen feels in this country, and consequently, the same need to defend and protect.
Do you see the travel ban as a religious test as far as getting into the country?
I absolutely do. I mean, I think that it's a religious test. That's going to be what's going to get litigated, Mark. And you can say that this is a regional issue. It's not a regional issue. Non-Muslims, be they Christians and others, are not going to be under the same scrutiny. Extreme vetting, to me, everybody's interpreting that as that is a ban on religion. And that's where the constitutionality of this particular decree by Trump is on very, very weak ground.
That's Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva on the line with us from Washington, D.C.
Thank you,
Congressman,
Mark.
Thanks.
Thank you.